This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Hey, I was out in the field the other day at my pay the bills job. I was out in the field where I work out in the Sulphur Springs Valley, and I'm out there, and a northern harrier soars by. You know, this is the time of northern harriers, females first, and the males arrive, and northern harriers soar the grassland. It was only about 20 feet off the ground. It was so wonderful. And from where I was standing, I could hear sandhill cranes off in the distance and wondered if they were on a harvested cornfield about a mile away. All the cornfields of the Sulphur Springs Valley are being harvested. Combines are going through the fields and shooting the whole dried corn plants into trucks. One truck at a time, of course, but always a line of five, six, seven trucks waiting. The farm roads and the blacktop highways of the Sulphur Springs Valley are busy with grain trucks coming and going. It's the stubble in the fields where flocks of sandhill cranes land and feed corn kernels, you know, yum, corn kernels, rodents, whatever. But there I am, out in this field looking at plants, that's my job, and I'm listening to the cranes and watching a hawk soar by, and I thought it would be nice to drive up into the Dragoons, you know, give myself a micro vacation from work. That's what I thought, and that's what I did, and in a few minutes, just a few minutes, I was driving up a paved road that turned into dirt, and as I approached an area called Cochise Stronghold, named after the Apache chief Cochise. There's an amazing grassland on those bajadas that slope gently out of the Dragoon Mountains. And you climb as you drive, and as you climb, you leave grassland and get some rolling limestone hills. They were full of a plant called winter fat. On that day, at least, on that day, the winter fat was in full of fluffy seed heads. The scientific name, Ceratoides lanata. And so that's a cool name. Sarah means wax, oides. Whenever you see O-I-D-E-S, it means similar to or like. So like wax or waxy. Lanata means woolly. The common name winter fat refers to it being a good winter browse for sheep. It's a nice, the seed head's fun to stick in a dry arrangement. Well, that's just me. So past the land of winter fat and into solid rock faces that rise abruptly out of the earth, oak woodlands at the base of these amazing rock faces. There are little pockets of earth up on those rock slopes and small niches of plants, you know. Between boulders, you'll find a turpentine bush or a coral bean or some little surprise. I parked my truck down in the oak woodland and did some boulder hopping and some amateur climbing that got me high on a rock face, where every turn or peer over a boulder was some plant or animal delight. Yeah. I saw one, and then I saw two bright orange butterflies. Whoa, I says to myself, Gulf fritillaries. There's got to be a passion flower vine nearby. Got to be, I thought. And there was, Passiflora mexicana, climbing over a rock and up into an oak tree. Mexican passion flower with its distinct two-lobed leaves. And for me, the bonus of fruit, marble-sized, purple, juicy fruit that stained my fingers as I plucked a few. And caterpillars were eating the vines and leaves and the fruit. Fritillary larvae eating and fritillary adults fluttering about. There are only three native species of passion flower in Arizona, but go south into Mexico and further into South America, and there are an abundance of species, 400 species maybe. Fruit of some are eaten. Fruit of some is used for flavoring, for ices and drinks. Back south in the south, in my home state of Kentucky, maypops are passiflora. The name passiflora or passion flower was given by missionaries in South America who looked at the incredible flowers of these passifloras, these passion flowers. They looked at those flowers and thought, man, that looks like a crown of thorns, or those are the five wounds of Jesus, or those are the three nails, or let's count the disciples. That's right, my friends, missionaries on drugs. By the way, the beautiful purple flowers of Mexican passion flower smell like mothballs. They do. Or better yet, I'm sorry, someone said to me, they smell like her grandmother's attic. Well, it was a great, great micro vacation in the boulders of the Dragoon Mountains. And as always, it reminded me, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti. And this has been Growing Native.